47 miles of barbed wire. I use a cobra snake for a necktie. I got a brand new house on the roadside, made from rattlesnake hide. I got a brand new chimney made on top, made out of a human skull. Now come on, take a little walk with me, Arlene, and tell me who do you love? Who do you love?
Muy buenas tardes, aquí estamos en el foro musical de Mr. Q.
Who do you love?
Son las 8 y 4, here, good evening.
Who do you love?
One hour less in the UK, in the Canary Islands, una hora menos en las Canarias, en Inglaterra. Seguimos hasta las 9 aquí, decimos gracias a Cool Music.
Who do you love? Who do you love?
El DJ Gutiérrez, aquí todos los sábados hasta las 8, nunca para este hombre.
Take it easy, Arlie, don't give me no lip.
Pero aquí entramos en el foro musical de Mr. Q, 107.5 FM.
Who do you love? Who do you love?
I'm back with the shaker of a soul, boss, most tolerant, storming, sound of soul.
Only with Mr. Q. Yes, we just entered the month of February. Acabamos de entrar en febrero aquí 2014. Seguimos con la buena música y buenas noticias. News and good music until 9 o'clock with you. Con todos los oyentes aquí escuchando el foro musical de Mr. Q. Oh yeah. Bo Diddley, Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf.
Ooh, baby,
I love you all the way from Mr. Q.
Talking also about some of the greatest happenings during the Grammy Awards last week.
Y vamos a mencionar los ganadores de los Grammys de la semana pasada, los premios mejores artistas en los Estados Unidos. También hablaremos sobre algunos otros artistas como Bob Dylan, Roger Daltrey, Red Hot Chili Peppers. The Allman Brothers also will be talking about until 9 o'clock. And also, unfortunately, a big goodbye to the big and iconic folk singer and activist Pete Seeger, who died last week, 94 years old. Sí, Pete Seeger, el gran activista, 94 años y gran artista también, de la música folk. Son gente así que este país necesita actualmente, ¿no? Mucho más, hasta las 9 con vosotros, only with Mr. Q.
Hey, Bo Dylan,
yeah.
You know that car you bought him?
Oh,
you know that brand new car you bought him?
What'd you say?
You know that brand new car you bought that girl?
Yeah.
I'm driving.
What?
I'm driving now.
Well, I heard that Muddy Water sold it to
you. I sold it to
him. No, Muddy Water bought it for me.
I sold it to him, partner.
No, you bought it.
Wait a minute. Something wrong here.
I don't know what's wrong.
Un saludo a los oyentes ahí, escuchando el foro musical de Mr. Q a través de la web www.radioenlace.org. La granja en el cole, Eduardo Eri. También José, Aite, Alex, if you're tuning in, everybody in Spain, in France. Un gran abrazo a todos los oyentes ahí. Sin vosotros, no somos nadie. You can find on the blog, see the blog del Foro Musical, mrq.blogspot.com.es. Pues, ¿qué pasa? El nuevo álbum de Bob Dylan, yes, new release marks 30th anniversary, el 30 aniversario de Bob Dylan, concierto con Johnny Cash, Lou Reed y mucho más. featuring performances by Johnny Cash, Lou Reed, and many more. Columbia Records and Legacy Recordings are set to release Bob Dylan at the 30th anniversary concert celebration. Deluxe edition for the first time on DVD and Blu-ray. Well, the release features full footage of the concert at Madison Square Gardens in New York in October 92, which saw the live gathering of musical giants to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Bob Dylan's first Columbia Records album in 1962. Wow. Well, on that, you've got icons like Eric Clapton, Johnny Cash, he plays the Dylan songs that had inspired them. From the classic, John Mellencamp's No Nonsense Like a Rolling Stone, for example. To the obscure, also Lou Reed's take on Foot of Pride. Pues, la venta en marzo de este año, el 30 aniversario del concierto celebrado por Bob Dylan en Madison Square Gardens en Nueva York con muchos grandes artistas, no lo perdéis. ¿Qué más? Well, we've also got Roger Daltrey, hints at a new Who album. Sí, parece ser que los Who sacarán un nuevo álbum en 2014. También celebran sus 50 aniversario este año 2014, 50th anniversary this year. And worth a listen to, ¿no? Red Hot Chili Peppers también for the Isle of Wight Festival. The Saturday headline slot will be their only UK performance in 2014. En 2014 en la isla de Wight, justo en las costeras de Inglaterra, el gran grupo Red Hot Chili Peppers, uno de los únicas fechas que van a girar en Inglaterra en 2014. Allman Brothers also, well, yes, they call it quits after 45 years. Han dicho adiós después de 45 años los Allmans. 2014 marca el final del grupo del sur de los Estados Unidos. Marks the end of the Southern Rock legends, the Allman Brothers. Bye bye. We'll be listening to a bit of the Allman Brothers and a bit of Red Hot Chili Peppers later on. Motley Crue also announced their final tour of Sensation of Touring Agreement, apparently. A band signed to prevent future unauthorized touring. Also, we've got the first acts announced for the Cambridge Rock Festival 2014. FM, Wishbone Ash, and Snake Charmer. All to rock to the event in August this year, the Cambridge Rock Festival 2014. Well, we mentioned it last week. Ya lo mencionamos la semana pasada. Motorhead cancelled their 2014 European tour. Ellos han anulado su gira para el 2014, Motorhead. Porque Lenny estaba chuchito, sí, el bassista ahí. We've got Def Leppard reissuing also Slang. The deluxe edition is due out in, in fact, this week. David Grohl also. At the Grammys, we'll be talking about that a bit later. And talking about the Grammys, rock holds its own at the Grammy Awards. Sí, vamos a hablar sobre los premios Grammy que fueron el domingo pasado en Los Ángeles. Hablaremos sobre los ganadores de las varias ediciones o categorías que hay ahí. Y sobre algunos artistas ahí. Pero también vamos a hablar dentro de muy poco sobre el gran activista Pete Seeger, 94, que falleció también la semana pasada. Y uno de los únicos que influyeron también a gente como Bob Dylan y obviamente Bruce Springsteen, el boss.
Tank fly, boss walk, jam, nitty gritty, you're listening to the boy from the big...
but an electric sign. You could say she has an individual style. She's a part of a carnival time. Super steel lady, chrome covered clothes you wear, 'cause you have no other. But I suppose no one knows you're my plastic fantastic lover. Never shuts off, there's nothing but a used machine. Her aluminum finish, slightly diminished, is the best I ever have seen. Cosmetic baby, plugged into me, and never ever find another. And I realize no one's wise to my plastic, fantastic lover. Electrical dust is starting to rust, her trapezoid thermometer taste. All the red tape is mechanical rape of the TV program waste. Data control and IBM, science is mankind's brother. But all I see is draining me on my plastic, fantastic lover.
I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters.
Well, as we mentioned, the folk and music legend was a huge influence on Dylan and also on the Bar Springsteen. Influential American folk singer and political activist Pete Seeger, who died at the age of 94. He was closely involved in the civil rights movements in the 60s and acted as a mentor to Bob Dylan. He received a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 1993 and was also inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame back in 1966. Sorry, 1996. You see, the Celebration Hall there didn't exist in 66. Many of the music community have paid tribute to the US folk musician online. And Rage Against the Machine and Audio Slave guitarist Tom Morello also posted many things on internet for the influential man he was. Seeger was a huge influence on many musicians throughout his life, most notably Bob Dylan and Springsteen. The Boss was so enamored of Seeger's work that he recorded a whole album of folk songs made popular by Seeger, and in 2006 entitled We Shall Overcome, the Seeger Sessions.
It's the hammer of joy.
Well, when Seeger's 90th birthday was celebrated, Bruce Springsteen held him as a living archive of America's music and conscience, a testament to the power of song and culture to nudge history along. Sí, recordando al gran artista y activista y músico Pete Seeger. Aquí seguimos en el foro musical de Mr. Q. Talking about the Allman Brothers, yes, 2014 marks the end for the Southern rock legends. Following the early news that guitarist Warren Haynes and Derek Trucks would be leaving the band, Greg Allman has revealed that he is putting an end to the band that he helped found back in 1969. Good news for fans of the Allmans comes in the form of Warren Haynes' continued work as the leader of Government Mule, and Greg Allman's plans to release two solo records this year with one legendary producer, T-Bone Burnett. Pues adiós a los Allman Brothers, los hermanos Allman, pero podemos seguir escuchando a Greg Allman y también Warren Haynes, que van a sacar mucho este año 2014, ahora escucha aquí en el foro musical de Mr. Q.
Le gong autour de lui, ça fait pas mal de monde. On va essayer de savoir. Monsieur Allen.
Oui, bonjour.
Comment va le gong?
Ah, le gong, ça sent comme...
Aquí una horita menos en Inglaterra, en las Canarias, 8:30 local time, The Byrds, Ballad of Easy Rider. And we'll be talking about the Grammy Awards dentro de muy poco. Listening here, Music Time, 107.5.
To become aware of my own sensuality, I first become fully aware of my own tactile sense. In dim light, I close my eyes and remove my clothes.
Riding on the city of New Orleans, the yellow North Central, Monday morning rain. 15 cars and 15 restless riders, 3 conductors and 25 sacks of mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, the train pulls out from Kankakee and rolls along past houses, farm and fields, passing trains that have no names, and freight yards to old black men, and the graveyards of a rusted automobile.
Tuning in here to City of New Orleans, Willie Nelson and Sheryl Crow.
Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son.
But what happened in the Grammys? Well, from the Headbangers, who scored the trophy for Best Metal Performance, to the Jabber, who talked all his way into taking home the award for Best Spoken Word. Who won the Grammys? ¿Quién ha ganado? Pues Daft Punk, se han sacado el mejor álbum del año, también el mejor disco, Record of the Year, and Album Daft Punk. Son of the Year, Lordi, The Royals. Best Country Album, Kacey Musgraves. Best Pop Vocal Album, Bruno Mars. Best Rap, Jay-Z. Best Pop, Lordi, again with Royals. Best Rock Song, Mejor Canción Rock, David Grohl. De los Foo Fighters con Paul McCartney. También con Chris Novoselic and Pat Smear con Count Me Some Slack, la mejor canción rock del 2013, Dave Grohl y Paul McCartney. Best Pop Duo, we've also got Daft Punk. Best New Artist, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. Best Rock Album, el mejor álbum de rock, Led Zeppelin con Celebration Day. Black Sabbath, we've got God Is Dead, Best Metal Performance. Producer of the Year, Pharrell Williams. Alternative Music, we've got Vampire Weekend. Best Rock Performance, Imagine Dragons. And also, Kacey Musgraves got the Best Country Song with Merry-Go-Round. The Best Country Duo, that was of the Civil Wars from this valley. Paul McCartney also got Best Music Film with Life Kisses. Mejor canción de película, Paul McCartney. Best Music Video, Justin Timberlake featuring Jay-Z, Suit and Tie. Best Blues Album, Ben Harper with Charles Musselwhite. Best R&B Album, Alicia Keys, Girl on Fire. Best Urban Contemporary Album, Rihanna. Justin Timberlake also with Best R&B Song. Gary Clark Jr., one of my favorites, Please Come Home, Best Traditional R&B Performance. Smarky Puppy was the Best R&B Performer.
We'll be there by morning, the Mississippi darkness rolling down to the sea. But the town and the people see.
And the Best Folk Album, Guy Clark, My Favorite Picture of You. Best Regional Roots Music Album, Terrence Simeon.
Conductors sing old songs again. Passengers will please refrain.
And the Best Historical Album goes to the Rolling Stones with Charlie Is My Darling. Yes, 1965. Also, we've got the Best Bluegrass Album, Del McCourtney Band. Best Reggae Album was Ziggy Marley with Ziggy Marley in Concert. And that was a very short list of a very long list of the Grammy winners. Sí, una gran, gran lista, no os he podido decir todo. Pero algunos de los ganadores de los Grammy Premios del 2014, ya sabéis. Más información aquí en el foro musical de Mr. Q.
Radio 107.5. to me reminds me of childhood memories when everything was as bright as the bluest sky. Now and then when I see your face, it takes me away to that special place. But if I stare too long, I probably break down and cry.
Hablando de los Grammys, la semana pasada, talking about the Grammys, what happened? Well, Staying Gold, yes, Daft Punk, Macklemore and Lordi took home the most trophies at the 56th annual Grammy Awards in LA last week. But a slew of other stars also walked away big winners. A true Grammy's impact can be measured in metrics other than golden gramophones. Like how many people were tweeting about bizarre hats, like the one Taylor Swift had. All the way there, she was dancing, actually, in the front row all night. Rolling Stones also kindly distilled all 3.5 and a little more hours of the ceremony into a breakdown of thrilling highs and disappointing lows. Well, things like Beyoncé's entire career the past few months has been on a massive microphone drop, yes. She plopped her self-titled album on iTunes at midnight and backed away in December and achieved the same effect at the Grammys last week, opening the show with a jaw-dropping version of Drunk in Love. Required nothing more than a rotating chair, some slick lighting effects, and her ever-gyrating hips. Cameo from her hubby Jay-Z didn't hurt, but a 17-time Grammy winner, Bey was firmly driving the surfboard all the way for her. Best rock and roll jam session to end all jam sessions. Yes, after 3.5 hours of music's biggest night, fans at home could be forgiven for starting to fade. That is until the show's epic finale rolled around. First, Fleetwood Mac's Lindsey Buckingham added some kicky riffage to Nine Inch Nails. Very eerie. Copy of A, still got it. Then Trent Reznor's buddy Josh Homme chimed in with a Nile solo for his own, which morphed into Homme's Queens of the Stone Age blasting through their volcanic My God is the Sun. And oh, did we mention that Dave freaking Grohl was pounding away at the drum kit? It was basically the Avengers of badass rock dudes, the Grammys of 2014. Last week, the 25 best moments. You can read about that in the Foro Musical de Mr. Q, blogspot.com.es. Seguimos aquí.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring.
Con los coros y Bono.
My summer wine is really made from all these things.
Only with Mr. Q.
Strawberries, silver spurs to tingle to. I sang a song that I had sang just for a few. She saw my silver spurs and said, let's pass some time. And I will give to you summer wine.
Double feature is now playing on screen 6, rated R. Please note there will only be a short break in between each feature.
Well, life on the farm are kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy to me can't hack. Early to rise, early in the sack. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on the farm. Days are all filled with the needs of country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on a griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. When the work's all done and the sun's setting low, pull out the fiddle and you're rosin' up the bow. Kids are all asleep, so I keep the panel low. And thank God I'm a country boy. I'd play a solid good and all day if I could, but the Lord and my wife wouldn't take it very good. So I fiddle when I can, work when I should. And thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Woo-hoo!
Well, just to finish here, some moments of the Grammys, also some of the worst moments. Yes, apparently Lou Reed, one of the most important musicians of the past 50 years, who passed away also. And all he gets is a quick speech by Jared Leto, followed by a performance of One by Metallica. Sure, they worked together on Lulu and Kirk Hammett with a cool Transformer shirt. But the Grammys couldn't have come out with something better. Metallica couldn't have played White Light, White Heat. At least with Patti Smith. That's just one idea, no?
Well, I got me a fire, I got me old fiddle. The sun's coming up like a cake's on the fiddle. Life ain't nothing but a fun about a riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy.
Uno de los mejores momentos de los premios Grammy la semana pasada fue el de Gary Clark Jr. Yes, he cuts Keith Urban like butter. Even if we're in a cultural moment when guitar solos aren't exactly filling the airwaves, the Grammy Award telecast always seems to find a place of some supreme displays of axemanship. And this Gary Clark gave all the way. Hand off to Gary Clark Jr.
Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fire, I forgot me old fiddle. The sun's coming up, I got cakes on the riddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, but a riddle. Woo-hoo! Thank God I'm a country boy.
Thank God I'm a country boy, 107.5 FM.
Now hear this. Enough respect to all the massive. Yes, I saw me want it, man. Yeah. Enough respect to all the massive. Then the New York massive, then London massive, Canadian massive. Anyway, anyway, anyway,
we're talking about the Red Hot Chili Peppers. They'll be headlining in the Isle of Wight this year, 2014. No lo perdéis.
Gracias, gracias. Del foro musical de Mr. Q.
Y hablando de uno, Gary Clark Jr., aquí tenemos Don't Owe You a Thing. Or a Tang, I mean, rock and roll style, only with Mr. Q 107.5. Menos en Inglaterra, seguimos aquí con la buena música. 107.5 FM.
This is a virgin excursion, so come down.
Olivia Lavia, till next Saturday here. Adiós a todos los oyentes, gracias por escuchar. Seguimos. Radio Nace.